भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 20 एंटाइटल्ड द डायनेस्टी ऑफ पुरु टेक्स्ट 2। जन्मे जो भूतपुरो प्रचिन्वाम तत्सुतस्ततः प्रविरो अथ मनुष्यर्वै तस्माचारुपतो भवत्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। किंग जन्मेजय वॉज बॉर्न ऑफ दिस डायनेस्टी ऑफ पुरु। जन्मेजया सन वॉज प्रचिन्वान एंड हिज सन वॉज प्रविरा। देर आफ्टर प्रविरा सन वॉज मनुष्यु एंड फ्रॉम मनुष्यु केम द सन नेम चारुपाद। दिस टेक्स्ट डजंट हैव अ पर्पट, विल रीड नेक्स्ट वर्सेस। I'll read the translation up. This is verse number 2. We'll read the translation up to verse number 13. The son of Charupad was Sudyu, and the son of Sudyu was Bahugav. Bahugava's son was Samyati. From Samyati came a son named Ahamyati, from whom Radrashva was born. Radrashva had 10 sons named Ratayu, Kakshayu, Standileyu, कृतयुक् जलेयु सन्नतेयु धर्मेयु शतयेयु व्रतयेयु एंड वनेयु। ऑफ दिस 10 सन्स वनेयु वॉज द यंगेस्ट। एज द 10 सेंसेस विच आर प्रोडक्ट्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल लाइफ एक्ट अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ लाइफ, दीस 10 सन्स ऑफ रौद्राश एक्टेड अंडर रौद्राश फुल कंट्रोल। ऑल ऑफ देम वर बॉर्न ऑफ द अप्सरा नेम्ड घृताची। Ratayu had a son named Rantinav, who had 3 sons named Sumati, Dhruva, and Apratirath. Apratirath had only 1 son, whose name was Kanva. The son of Kanva was Medatithi, whose son all Brahmanas were headed by Praskanna. The son of Rantinav named Sumati had a son named Rebhi. Maharaj Dushmanta is well known as the son of Rebhi. Once when King Dushmanta went to the forest to hunt and was very much fatigued, he approached the residence of Kanva Muni. There he saw a most beautiful woman who looked exactly like the goddess of fortune and who sat there illuminating the entire ashram by her effulgence. The king was naturally attracted by her beauty and therefore he approached her accompanied by some of his soldiers and spoke to her. Seeing the beautiful woman, the king was very much enlivened and the fatigue of his hunting excursion was relieved. He was of course very much attracted because of lusty desires and thus he inquired from her as follows in a joking mood. We are reading all these verses because there is no purport. Oh beautiful lotus-eyed woman, Maharaj Dushmanta is inquiring. Oh beautiful lotus-eyed woman, who are you? Whose daughter are you? What purpose do you have in this solitary forest? Why are you staying here? O most beautiful one, it appears to my mind that you must be the daughter of a Kshatriya because I belong to the Puru dynasty and my mind never endeavors to enjoy anything irreligiously. Purport: Maharaj Dushmanta indirectly expressed his desire to marry Shakuntala, for she appeared to his mind to be the daughter of some Kshatriya king. Shakuntala said, I am the daughter of Vishwamitra. My mother Menka left me in the forest. O hero, the most powerful saint Kanva Muni knows all about this. Now let me know how may I serve you. Purport: Shakuntala informed Maharaj Dushmanta that although she never saw or knew her father or mother, Kanva Muni knew everything about her and she had heard from him that she was the daughter of Vishwamitra and that her mother was Menka, who had left her in the forest. Hare Krishna. So before endeavoring to speak upon Srimad Bhagavatam, I'd like to beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I may say something inspiring for my own purification. So here I'll read the translation of the verse. We are today discussing from text 2 to text 13. And in most of the verses, the names of all the kings, the saintly kings in the dynasty of Maharaj Puru, it has been described. In the text 7, it described that the son of Medhatithi, they were all Brahmanas. And yesterday also, in the text first, it described that in this dynasty appeared many saintly kings and many dynasties of Brahmanas also came from Maharaj Puru. So Srila Prabhupada actually remarks in the chapter 15 of the same 9th canto that a Brahmana may become a Kshatriya, or a Kshatriya may become a Brahmana, or a Vaishya may become a Kshatriya or a Brahmana by achieving the required qualification. Birth is not the criteria. So there is a story of one time one boy approached Gautam Rishi, and he asked him that he would like to be trained under Gautam Rishi. Gautam Rishi asked him about his family, that who is your father? And the boy said, I'll have to go and ask my mother, I do not know. And he went to his mother and he asked, and then he came back. Gautam Rishi asked him that, tell me, who is your father, to which family do you belong to? The boy said, my mother was a society girl and she doesn't know who my father is. So the Gautam Rishi, immediately he accepted the boy. He said, you are a Brahmana because you are truthful. So because of this quality, he accepted this person as a Brahmana, not just by the caste. So there are many instances where by achieving the required qualification, Brahmana has become a Kshatriya. Yesterday Shyamanand Prabhu gave the example of Parshuram. How although he was born in a Brahmana family, but actually he was a Kshatriya by his qualities. And we have another beautiful example of Vishwamitra Muni. So although he was a king, King Vishwamitra. Although he was a king earlier, but he became a Brahmana. This is a very fascinating story. He achieved the qualification of Brahmana by diligently or by a great endeavor. He continued one after another. There were many failures. First he was a king. He was a very saintly king, described. But then he fell prey to the greed. He wanted the cow, Sabala, of Vasishtha Muni. So because of that, his soldiers were killed. His many sons were killed. But he started performing austerities. And he gained a lot of weapons, the divine weapons. And again came to fight with Vasishtha Muni. But Vasishtha Muni still had a greater power. Again, Vishwamitra went to perform further austerities. And after great austerities, he became a Raja Rishi. But again, he could not defeat Vasishtha. And finally, after performing austerities for a long time, Lord Brahma recognized him as a Brahma Rishi. That he became a Brahmana. And by this time, his enmity towards Vasishtha had gone by the process. And so we see that how Vishwamitra Muni, he fell down to greed, he fell prey to lust, he fell prey to anger, and then he fell prey to pride also. He exhausted all his austerities. He created a planet for Trishanku. But again, after each falling down, he got up and again started performing austerities with renewed enthusiasm. So actually, he was a classic example of failure as a stepping stone to success. So many failures, but he never felt discouraged. Again started performing austerities. And finally, he achieved the position of a Brahma Rishi. Vasishtha Muni, Lord Brahma, they all recognized him. Another just small observation before we start discussing the main theme. Here in this verse, you see the 10 sons of Rudrashva. Their name is Ratayu, Kakshayu, Kritayayu, Jalayu. There is a rhyme scheme in the name of the... So I just remembered, I knew one person who had 3 sons. The eldest son was named Honey, and the middle son was named Sunny, and the youngest was named Money. So Money, the name. So people like to sometimes name their children in the rhyme scheme. just by knowing the names, a person can find out that they are brothers actually. So here we see that all the 10 sons, they have some rhyme in their names. This was just an observation. nothing philosophical about it. So, but we see that in these verses, one name after another is being given. The names of all the Rajarishis. And sometimes I used to wonder that, why so many names in so many verses, that so many places, not just this one place. In Srimad Bhagavatam, at number of places, the names are given of the saintly kings, one after another, so many verses. So sometimes I also used to wonder why there is need to fill up so many verses of Srimad Bhagavatam with just the names. So I just read some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrit, which kind of explains that why the names of all these devotees are being mentioned. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, in the Adi Leela, the description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sri Chaitanya tree and all the branches and sub-branches are described. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Aitin Sakandra Kailu Shakara Ganan Yasabhasa Marane Bhava Bandavi Mochan Yasabhasa Marane Pai Chaitanya Charan Yasabhasa Marane Hai Vanchita Puran. He says, I have described all these devotees, the branches and sub-branches of Mahaprabhu. He says, Yasabha Samarane Bhava Bandha Vimochan. Just by their mere remembrance, one's material existence is finished. Bhava Bandha Vimochan. Yasabha Samarane Paya Chaitanya Charan. By their mere remembrance, one can attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Yasabha Samarane Hai Vanchita Puran. And just by their remembrance, one's all the desires will be fulfilled. So I thought that we'll discuss from that chapter the branches and sub-branches, all the great associates of Mahaprabhu, the dynasty of devotees. Here it is the seminal dynasty coming from Maharaj Puru. All the great Rajarishis have been described. But we'll discuss the dynasty of devotees in the line of Guru Parampara, through the Shiksha line. So I will just recite few very beautiful verses which glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relation to his devotees before beginning our discussion.
Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Dayamay Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jay.
I'll just recite the verses. The meaning is actually quite clear. Not read the translation of these verses.
Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Dayamay Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jay. Jayo Srinivasishwar Haridasanat Jayo Gadadhar Priya Sarup Prananat Jayo Kashi Priya Jagdananda Praneshwar Jaya Rupa Sanatan Raghunath Ishwar Jayo Gauradeha Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Kripa Kari Deha Prabhu Nijapadadan Jayo Nityananda Chandra Jayo Chaitanya Pran Tomara Charanara Vinde Bhakti Dehadan Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Chaitanya Arya Swacharane Bhakti Deha Jaya Dvaita Charya Jaya Gaur Bhakta Gana Gaur Yara Pran Sabha Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Deha Dan.
So I'll just read the translation of the last verse. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you kindly bestow devotional service upon me. Sabha Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Deha Dan. So just a few verses invoking the auspicious mercy of the associate of the Lord. So we'll discuss something about the tree of the desired tree of devotional service as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, the dynasty of the devotees. Describe that.
Malakara Swayam Krishna Premamrataru Swayam Data Bhukta Tatphalanam Yastam Chaitanyam Ashre.
I take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who himself is the tree of transcendental love of Krishna. He is the tree, and Malakara Swayam, he is the gardener. And He is also its enjoyer and bestower of its fruits. So we describe that he is the tree of the transcendental love of Krishna. He is its gardener, the enjoyer of its fruit, and the bestower also. So we describe that once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that my name is Vishwambar, which means that one who sustains, maintains the whole universe. That the name of the meaning of a name will be actualized if I can fill the entire universe with love for Krishna. So thinking like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opted the profession of a gardener, and he sowed the seed of the desired tree of devotional service. And after sowing the seed, the first thing gardener does is to water it. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sprinkled the water of his will upon this seed. He described that the first fructification took place in the body of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Jaya Sri Madhava Puri Krishna Premapur Bhakti Kalpatru Rateho Prathama Ankur. That all glory to Srila Madhavendra Puri, who is filled with love for Krishna, and the first fructification of this Bhakti Kalpatru took place in his body. The next fructification then took place in the body of Srila Ishwara Puri. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the gardener, he became the main trunk of the tree. So actually, beautiful analogy. So it's described that the fruits that grew on this tree, on the branches and sub-branches of this tree, they surpass the taste of nectar. Now we see that, you know, in this world, in some region where the fruits are very succulent and juicy, they're all sent and they're all exported actually for very high price. And they just put the label, you know, on the cheaper one, the export quality, and then sell in the market. But it is described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of these fruits were of the great nectarian export quality, but he distributed these fruits completely free of cost. He did not charge anything. Now, it said sometimes people, they don't want to accept anything for free. They said, no, we will not take for free. There is just a small instance where one Japanese, you know, car making company, one executive approached an Indian minister. And he said, we would like to put a car manufacturing unit in your state. So please give us permission. And here is the, you know, key for the new model of our Japanese car. He said, I will not take anything for free against our status quo. He said, okay, you can give us 1 rupee. And then the Indian minister took 2 rupees. He said, for two cars. So this is for two cars. So so people do not like to accept things for free. So someone may say that I will not take for free these nectarian fruits. And that, then what is the price? It's mentioned. Tijagate yat ache dhanaratnamani ek phalera mulya kari tahana hi gani. That whatever wealth is there in the three worlds, it cannot purchase even one fruit from this tree. So nobody can actually pay the price. With one's little faith, one has to just accept these fruits of love of Godhead, which are being distributed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associates. However, there were so, the fruits on this tree were so innumerable, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I am the only gardener, and how much fruits can I eat? If I do not distribute them, what will I do with them? And he said, but I am alone. And how much fruits can I distribute alone also? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he orders all the branches, sub-branches, all these associates, that you all distribute these fruits profusely. And this connection, he recites that very famous verse. Bharat Bhumite Ehaila Manushya Janmayar Janma Sartha Kari Khara Para Upakar. Srila Prabhupada gives a very special purport in this verse. He says the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being expressed in this very important verse. Here in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing all the Indians, Prabhupada says. Why is he addressing all the Indians specifically? Prabhupada says, because it is in the land of India that the actual Vedic civilization can be developed. And then Srila Prabhupada, he gives his observation. He says, we have seen practically that 99.9% Indians, even simple village farmers and others who are neither educated nor sophisticated, believe in the transmigration of the soul. They believe in the past and the future lives, believe in God and naturally want to worship Him. Srila Prabhupada continues that we have actual experience of this. Whenever our Krishna consciousness movement holds Sankirtan festival in big cities like Bombay, Calcutta, Madras, Ahmedabad, Hyderabad, people gather in large numbers, thousands of people come. And even though we sometimes speak in English, and people do not understand English in India, most of the people, still people gather in large numbers to hear from us. Even when imitation incarnation of Godhead speak, people gather in thousands to hear. Because in India, people have a natural spiritual inclination. So, and Prabhupada, he further writes, very beautiful purport, he says, the practical effect of our spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world is that the most degraded debauchees are becoming the most elevated saints. This is only one Indian humble service to the world. So, in this way, Srila Prabhupada, his mood of his life is dedicated to this mission, to fulfilling this order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, whenever we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, such verses come where the spreading of the movement, the Krishna conscious movement by Mahaprabhu is such, Prabhupada outpours his heart. He becomes actually enlivened and is able to very much relate that particular and beautiful purpose Prabhupada writes. So, now I will like to describe the branches and the sub-branches of or the associates of Mahaprabhu who actually distributed these fruits of love of Godhead profusely throughout the entire world. So, just again that in this verses we are the verse in this Bhagavatam, there is the dynasty of the Rajarshis, but we are discussing the dynasty of the devotees from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just to give the connection, because you know, sometimes the devotees ask, what was the connection between you spoke and the verse we are discussing? So that I will just once again clarify that we are discussing a similar chapter from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So describe that Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Premamrataro Priyan Shakha Rupan Bhaktaganan Krishna Prema Phala Pradan. Said Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prem Amrataro Priyan. This is one word actually. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prem Amrataro Priyan. It refers to the devotees of the Lord. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prem Amrataro. He is the tree of love of Godhead and his priya or his dear. Shakag Rupan Bhaktaganan Krishna Prema Phala Pradan. They are the branches of this tree and the sub branches, and they are the one who is actually giving out the fruits of love for Krishna. So the foremost branch of Shri Mahaprabhu was Srivas Pandit and his four brothers. Described that these four brothers, along with his family members, along with their servant, maid servants, they always engage exclusively in the service of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They knew no one else other than Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu always held congregational chanting at the house of Srivas Thakur. In fact, it is described that Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is always present at four places. Sachira Mandire Yara Nityana Nartane Srivasa Kirtane Yara Raghava Bhavane Ehi Chari Thai Prabhura Sada Avirbhav Prema Krishna Hoye Prabhura Sahaja Sabhav. So these four places, Sachira Mandire, whenever Sachi Mata, she offers in her temple, offers foodstuff, Mahaprabhu is present there. Nityananda Nartane, wherever Nityananda Prabhu dances. Srivasa Kirtane, whenever there is a congregational chanting in the house of Srivas Thakur, Mahaprabhu is present. And whenever Raghav, in the house of Raghav Pandit also, whenever he makes the offering, Raghav Bhavane. So, why he is present? Because he said, Prema Krishna Hai Prabhura Sahaja. Because his nature is that he is attracted by the love of his devotees. because there is such great love in the service of these devotees that Sridhara Mahaprabhu is forced to descend there. So these Srivas Thakur and his three brothers, they constitute the foremost branch of Mahaprabhu. Another great branch of Sridhara Mahaprabhu was Pundarik Vidyanidhi. It is mentioned that Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated Pundarik Vidyanidhi as his father. He was so dear to the Lord that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes cry, saying that, "Oh my father Pundarik Vidyanidhi, oh my father Pundarik, oh my father Pundarik." Saying like this, would sometimes cry, feeling separation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given him the title Prem Nidhi, that means the ocean of love. And he was the spiritual master of Gadadhar Pandit and a very intimate friend of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Another great branch of Mahaprabhu was Srila Vakreshwar Pandit. Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhura Bada Priya Bhritte Ek Bhave Chabbis Prahar Yar Nitte, said he was very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ek Bhave Chabbis Prahar Yar Nitte, once for 24 prahars, that means one prahars is equivalent to 3 hours, for 24 prahars, that is 72 hours, he danced with Ek Bhav, with the same constant ecstasy. Said that whenever Mahaprabhu would have congregation chanting at the house of Srivas Thakur or in Jagannath Puri in front of the Lord Jagannath Rath, Vakreshwar Pandit was always one of the chief dancers. Often Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally sing when Vakreshwar Pandit would dance. So once after such a kirtan, Vakreshwar Pandit caught hold of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and he said, "Oh moon-faced Lord, please give me 10,000 Gandharvas. Let them sing and as I dance, and that will make me greatly happy." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu bole tumi mor paksha ek shakha, akashe uditam yadi panar pakha. Mahaprabhu said, "You are my like my one wing. I would fly if I had another." Another great branch of Mahaprabhu was Jagdanand Pandit. That is, Jagdanand Pandit always wanted to give comforts to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of a strict sannyasi, so he would not accept. So there would always be a loving quarrel between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagdanand Pandit. So he described it, how once he brought a big jar of sandalwood oil, fragrant oil, and gave it to Govinda and requested that you daily apply on Mahaprabhu's. Mahaprabhu was actually furious to hear this. He said he wants to make me a laughing stock for all the people. People will think I am a dari sannyasi, that applying the fragrant oils on the body. Another time he made a very nice mattress, very soft mattress for Mahaprabhu to lie upon. Srinivas said, "You might as well bring a cot also now, and I have taken sannyas just to accept all these things." So always there was a loving quarrel between Jagadanand Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghav Pandit and his sister Damayanti, they were another greatly elevated branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Described that throughout the year, Damayanti would collect, Raghav Pandit and Damayanti would collect various foodstuffs and to prepare the various ingredients they would collect to prepare various foodstuffs for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every year, Raghav Pandit, he would pack all these nice preparations in a bag known as Raghavera Jhali, which is still celebrated today. And Raghav Pandit said that he would very carefully, just like his life and soul is there, there would be guards and always, even at the night, there would be somebody awake supervising those jhalis. Very carefully, he would carry all this bag of foodstuff to Jagannath Puri and would give it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In order to reciprocate with the great love of Raghav Pandit and Damayanti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would daily take something from this bags with his, in his lunch. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that hearing the loving service of Raghav Pandit and Damayanti, the devotees generally cry, "Yahan Ashravani Bhaktera Vahe Ashrudhar." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally glorifies the service of Raghav Pandit to his deity of Krishna. Mahaprabhu says, "Ihar Krishna Kathar Seva Suna Sarvajan Param Pavitra Seva Ati Sarvottam." Mahaprabhu said, "All my devotees, please hear the nature of his service to the to Krishna. Ihar Krishna Sevar Katha, Sun Sarvajan. What is the characteristic of his service? Param Pavitra Seva Ati Sarvottam. His service is supremely pure and highly elevated. Param Pavitra and Ati Sarvottam. So Prabhupada says that these are the two characteristics of a service, a pure service. Another great branch of Mahaprabhu was Pradyumna Mishra or Pradyumna Brahmachari. It is described that he was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a great devotee of Lord Narasingdev. It is described that Lord Narasingdev used to speak to him directly. And because Lord Narasingdev was always manifest in his heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his name from Pradyumna Brahmachari to Narasimhanand Brahmachari. Another greatly celebrated branch of Mahaprabhu was Nandan Acharya. He said that when Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip for the first time, he hid there in the house of Nandan Acharya. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once at Vaitacharya, potentially he became angry and spoke few harsh words. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and he hid in the house of Nandan Acharya. Even Advaitacharya was once hiding in the house of Nandan Acharya. And during the Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Ramaya Pandit and called for Advaitacharya. So his place, his house was kind of a hide and seek place for the Lords. Another very elevated devotee was Vasudeva Datta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he once addressed Mukunda Datta. Vasudeva Datta was the elder brother of Mukunda Datta. Mahaprabhu once lovingly said, he told Mukunda that although you are my classmate and my constant companion, but I have feel more affection for your elder brother Vasudeva Datta. Vasudeva Datta Prabhura Britta Mahashay Sahasra Mukhe Yara Guna Kahile Nayay. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said that he was very confidential associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even with thousands of mouths, one cannot describe the great qualities of Vasudeva Datta. Vasudeva Datta once he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that my heart breaks seeing the suffering condition of all humanity. So you please give all the sins of all the living entities upon my head and liberate them and let me suffer in the hell perpetually. In this connection, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives a purport. He says that Lord Jesus Christ, he took away the sins of all those who followed him, of all his followers. But here, so he is known as very compassionate. But here Vasudeva Datta's compassion is million times more because he wants to accept the sin of all the living entities and not just his followers. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so overwhelmed with love that thrice Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this body of mine belongs to Vasudeva Datta. He would say that my body is his property and he can sell me anywhere he wants. And he would again repeat that this is a fact and no one should disbelieve in that. In fact, in Chaitanya Bhagat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one who is touched by the air that has touched the body of Vasudeva Datta will always be protected by Krishna. Another branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur Shakhar Adbhuta Charit Tin Lakshan Nam Teho Layena Patit. So that his character was wonderful. It brings astonishment to hear the character of Haridas Thakur. Tin Lakshan Nam Teho Layena Apatit. Without fail, he daily chanted 300,000 names of Lord Krishna. Even in his old age, he would continue that. And once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and inquired, and Haridas Thakur replied that he is not able to finish his round, it's a struggle for him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ebe Alpa Sankhya Kari Kara Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu said, now you may reduce the number of rounds that you are chanting. We have to be encouraged that please increase your chanting, please increase your absorption. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally is saying, you may reduce the number of rounds you are chanting now. He said, you actually appear to deliver all the, and you have done that. So now you may reduce. So it's described that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu restored his mercy describes the Antalila upon Srila Haridas Thakur. Sheshakale dila tare sparshan darshan tare kole kari kaila apane nartan apane shri haste kripaye tare baludila apane prasad mangi mahosav kaila. That at the time of his passing away, Mahaprabhu gave him his audience and the touch of his body, tare dila sparshan darshan, and he took him on his lap and danced. Apane shri haste, with his own hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Srila Haridas Thakur and put sand upon it. Then with his own hand he begged prasadam from those merchants, those who would sell prasadam. With his own hand he begged prasadam, and with his own hand he distributed Mahaprasada Lord Jagannath. Later with his own hands he gave the garland, the sandalwood, to all the devotees and bestowed benedictions. So it is described that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing the prasadam to honor the discipline of Srila Haridas Thakur, he was in such great ecstasy that a small quantity would not come in his hand. Mahaprabhu Shri Haste Alpana Aise Ek Ek Pate Pancha Janara Bhaksha Pariveshe. That he would, in one plate, with his hand he was serving, as seen in Jagannath Puri, Panda Shilde serve with the hand in that mud pot and serve. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was serving, in one hand he would serve what five people could eat. So actually we cannot imitate that. Sometimes, no, we cannot come in this mood, no, that I can, in my hand also, no, little quantity doesn't come, and full spoon on the plate. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would distribute, he would give the appetite also, and nobody would have any kind of indigestion. So, but we can actually imbibe the enthusiasm with which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are distributing. So, toward the end, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered benediction to the devotees. He said, anyone who has chanted or danced, anyone who has offered sand, anyone who has honored prasadam, or participated in any way in the Vijayotsav, the word Vijayotsav is used, that is the celebration of victory, he is the passing away actually, but his passing away is described as Vijayotsav. So one who has participated in any way in the Vijayotsav, Srila Haridas Thakur, will soon achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. Achire hai beta sabara Krishna prapti, Haridas darshane hai aiche shakti. Very soon they will attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Such is the power in seeing Srila Haridas Thakur. Another great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Gadadhar Das. He is different from Gadadhar Pandit. That he was such great was his devotion that he even made the envious Qadi chant the holy names of Lord Hari. But he was always absorbed in the ecstasy of the resident of Vrindavan. He would take a pot of Ganges water on his head and go about in the village saying that who would like to buy milk. That was his absorption. Then there were another great branch of Mahaprabhu were the inhabitants of Kulinagram headed by Satyaraj and Ramanand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these all devotees are very dear to the Lord. So much so that Mahaprabhu said, not to talk of the inhabitants, even the dogs of Kulinagram are very dear to me. He described that the great fortune of the inhabitants of Kulinagram was such that even those who would, you know, go about, you know, the who would keep pigs in their house, even they would chant Hare Krishna while taking the pigs around. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given these devotees. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that, you know, while pulling Lord Jagannath's cart, the rope broke down. You know, there were pieces of rope breaking down. So at that time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the resident of Kulinagram that you bring very strong silken rope every year for the service of Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. Another branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Srila Shivanand Sen. Every year Shivanand Sen, he would take all the devotees from Navdweep to Jagannath Puri. He described that very happily he would maintain all the devotees. He would provide for their accommodation, for their prasadam, and he would pay all the toll taxes. He described that once there was some delay in providing the accommodation and prasadam, and Nityanand Prabhu was accompanying that group. It happened actually sometime, there is sometime delay we also experience in the yatras, in accommodation or prasadam, due to some practical constraints. So because he was with the toll tax, he was trying to settle off these dues, there was some delay. Nityanand Prabhu became so angry that he cursed Sivanand Sen that let your three sons die. And when Sivanand Sen came in front of Lord Nityananda kicked him on the chest. So it is described by once Radhanath Swami Maharaj was describing, said it's not Sivanand Sen, he would spend all the money from his side. He would, and it's not that he was a very rich person, Maharaj explained. He would collect money throughout the year, save money, so that he can serve the devotees in this way. So now Sivanand Sen, he is providing prasadam accommodation from his side to all the facilities very happily. And for a small mistake, Nityanand Prabhu kicked him on the chest and pronounced the curse. And what kind of curse? Let the three sons die. Even the Shrikant Sen, who is also counted as one of the associates of Mahaprabhu, who was a nephew of Sivanand Sen, he could not understand this behavior of Nityanand Prabhu. But Nityanand Prabhu, he wanted to show the greatness of Sivanand Sen. So Sivanand Sen was not the least perturbed. He said, immediately said, Aji More Bhritya Kari Angikarke, Lord, you have today accepted me as a servant and justly punished. So we can actually relate here that how, if we are doing some service selflessly, and even someone passes a comment upon us, it actually burns our heart. We cannot take. What to talk of pronouncing, rebuking or kicking and saying that let the three sons die. Actually, no one can take. And this is actually too much one will feel. But he said, you had justly punished me and accepted me as a servant. And he goes about arranging all the things for all the devotees. And Nityanand Prabhu, actually nothing happens. It was just the episode which Nityanand Prabhu shows the greatness of Sivanand Sen. So because of this attitude of Sivanand Sen and this service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sivanand Sen family as his own, and he described. While the son of Sivanand Sen, while the child was in the womb of the mother, Sivanand Sen wife womb, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the name to him. He said, please name your son as Puri Das. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later allowed Puri Das to suck his toe. So in this way, Mahaprabhu, he bestowed great mercy upon Srila Sivanand Sen. Another great branch was Sri Vijay Das. It described that Sri Vijay Das, he hand copied many manuscripts and gave it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ratan Bahu Bali Prabhu Thuila Taranam said that his handwriting was so good that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the name Ratan Bahu, the jeweled hand one. And on the western side was the great branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And he described that they were the best of all. By the will of the Supreme Gardener, the branches of Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswami grew many times over and covered the entire western countries. The fruits of love of God had that fructified on these two branches were distributed in abundance. And tasting these fruits, everyone became mad after them. And Srila Prabhupada remarks that ISKCON is one of the sub branches of this branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trees coming from Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada himself actually took this mission of distributing these fruits of love of Godhead. And he profusely distributed these fruits in the western countries. And those who tasted, they become completely happy, from hippies to happies. And so in this way, there were innumerable associates of the Lord. It is said that even Lord Shesha with the thousand of mouth, he cannot list them all. So we have just described a few of the prominent associates. And each of the associates is actually filled with innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. And just by their mere remembrance, all our desires can be fulfilled. Hare Krishna. Jaya Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jaya. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.